Welcome to Talking Tech with Mobile Help. This week we're at the Consumer Electronics Show, getting the inside scoop on everything new in healthcare technology solutions. Our next guest today is Stephanie Garadia, CTO and co-founder of Versatile Med Analytics, a data and analytics company providing products and analytics services to payers, providers, and integrated delivery systems. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm really excited to hear more about your CES experience and kind of what you're seeing out on the show floor. But one thing we're hearing a lot about at this show is big data. And I know that you guys are really passionate about what's behind the data and the deeper insights that we can gain from looking very deeply into that data. So I just want to start off with a real humdinger of a question and say, how can those deeper insights guide future planning for process implementation on the healthcare side?
That's a great question. In fact, we don't get asked about process improvement or process implementation as much as we get asked about population health and disease management and using data for those things. So I appreciate that.
Wonderful. I love it when I ask the right question.
So I think, well, to answer your first question, as far as our experience at CES, we are seeing, like you said, a lot of digital technologies and wearables and new technologies that are going to allow us to collect an unprecedented amount of data about consumers and patients. I think what has the potential to be overlooked at times is we're going to implement a number of new initiatives or programs using some of these tools.
Sure.
How are we going to monitor the outcomes? Oftentimes we'll implement an initiative like that, and we don't have a really good clear line of sight into the results that come from it. But these results go far beyond just predicting, you know, early interventions or early rising risk and patients that, you know, potentially may be going off the rails, though that is certainly important. If you can zoom back and take a more global bird's eye view of it, it may actually also be able to provide insight to your internal operations. And, you know, if you have some standard work that maybe all of your case managers are supposed to do or try to do, you know, such as a number of outreaches per day to their patients or working down a patient list of high-risk patients,
yeah,
the data can actually illuminate when we're not meeting those targets internally and pinpoint something at a root cause level. So while data is great to predict risk and help us identify patients and integrate all of our patients together, again, we can, if you zoom out a few layers, you can actually get a lot of insight from that in terms of what's going on internally.
So give me an example of that, or a for instance.
Data can inform us when potentially our staff is not doing the required things that they are supposed to do, or if they have certain key performance indicators that they must meet or that their department must meet. Sure, it's all driven by what we need to do from a population health perspective, but it also comes down to the day-to-day activities that the staff member must do. And on a day-to-day or a week-to-week or even annual review to annual review, is our staff really doing what they need to do? And do they have visibility into where they may not be performing or meeting targets or metrics that ultimately lead into a larger whole?
Well, that makes sense to me. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we're really excited
to
have you here with us at CES. I hope you enjoy the rest of your show. Oh, one quick thing before I let you go. If people want to know more about your company, where can they go to find you?
Sure. Well, you don't have to go very far. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn very regularly, and you can also find us, of course, online at versatilemed.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephanie.